Thank you for holding. Is this Aaron?
Yes.
Hey, Aaron. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah, I want to know how much for the service fee.
Okay, yeah, so I'll go over the pricing with you. I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in this is that we even have a position available for an electrician in Pomona. If you do that search, there's only 3 guys that show. We just have 1 spot open right now, but once we fill that position, Aaron, we can't work with any other electricians in Pomona and surrounding areas. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. So as far as cost, since you don't have a website, we would actually have to build one for you. That does affect the pricing a little bit. Normally what we charge is $499 month to month, but if you wanted to come on board with us today, I can apply a established business credit. I could drop it down to just $249 on a month to month basis with the website included.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. Let me see. Your company is Fountain Valley Avenue, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're called Local Splash. We're right off Brookhurst and Slater in Fountain Valley.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw your company is a good view, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been around for 21 years, and we're actually partnered with the Google off Jamboree in Irvine, borderline Newport Beach right there.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, so... Okay, it's a monthly fee, right?
Yeah, it's month to month, no contract.
Oh, okay, so it's not like an Angie, right?
No. So we don't charge per lead, Aaron. We actually just put you on the first page of Google for people who look up electrician, and then they could call you directly from there. It's almost like we're referring you through Google.
Okay, yeah, because the Angie is driving me so crazy.
Oh, yeah. Angie does something like this to get the leads, but they sell the lead to, like, 5 people. And then they charge all of you the lead fee, whether you get it or not. We don't do that.
Yeah,
we don't do that. We just put you directly on Google. So if people look up electrician, they could see your name, address, phone number, website, reviews, and they could just call you live from there. There's no other charges throughout the month. You just pay $249 one time each month, and that's it.
Okay, let me see. Okay, okay. So how much?
It'd be $249.
Okay, for the monthly fee, right?
Correct. So if you want to try it out for a month, it's all month to month. You're not binded to a contract.
Okay, so if I want to try first month, then I can cancel any time, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I'm on site.
Okay, so I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have 1 phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, 626-375-9818?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name, Aaron?
M-A.
Ma, okay. And what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Okay, my address is aaronma2@gmail.com.
The number 2, or do I spell it out?
No, my email address, right?
Yeah. You said Aaron Ma and then the number 2?
No. Aaron Ma Tools. T-O-O-L-S.
Oh. T-O-O-L-S?
Yeah.
Oh, is your last name Matus?
No, it's not my last name.
Oh.
You want my email address, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, aaronmartooth@gmail.com.
Got it. So it's TOOLF@gmail.com at the end. Aaron Ma, TOOLF.
@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, I got it. I just want to make sure I was getting the right email. And then what's your business street address where Google can send you a PIN verification letter in the mail?
Okay, so yeah, I use a UPS store, mailbox. It's okay, right?
No, you should have an actual address, but we can hide the address for you if you don't want people to know where you live.
Yeah, I need a hand.
Yeah, I can hide it for you, but we still have to send you the PIN in the mail.
But my company, but I use a mailbox.
A P.O. box. I understand. But Google doesn't accept the P.O. box as your business address.
No. No, it's not a P.O. box. It's a real address. But it's
okay.
From UPS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can use that. That'll work.
Okay. 1142?
1142?
Yeah, fourth.
Fourth?
Lemon Bar, Bluva.
Fourth. Let me see. What's it called? What's the street name? 1142 fourth.
No, not fourth. 1142 south.
South?
Yeah.
Okay. South.
Diamond Bar Boulevard.
Diamond Bar Boulevard. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And unit 69.
Oh, 69. Sorry, go ahead.
0690.
Okay. And it's Diamond Bar, California, 91765.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay, and then we're going to create a website for you. Do you have a logo for the business or pictures of work that you could send to us that we could use for the website?
Okay, yeah, for website, how much?
It's part of the service, so it's going to be a part of the $249 pricing structure. It's no extra.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a package deal.
Okay, so...
But so I'm going to send you an email address. I just texted it to you. If you could send me a logo or any pictures that you have maybe of work that you've done in the past, we just kind of want to put a personal touch on your website. If you don't have a logo, we can help you build one. But any pictures, you have one?
I have.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
just send it to that email, and then we'll be able to use it on Google, the website, all the online platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want me to send it right now or later?
You could send it now or later, either way. Tomorrow, I'm going to schedule a client interview for tomorrow. Usually a client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes, and we'll sit down with you and we'll go over like all the services you provide, the area you cover, and then get an idea on how you want the website to look too. What do you think will be a best time for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. I have same time tomorrow if you want to do that. I could do between 3 and 4.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invitation to your email, and I'll text you 1 hour before. Okay?
Oh.
Okay. All right.
So, it's $249, so only for the first month or for the every month?
No, it's for as long as you're with us, you're going to keep that deal. I'm going to send it to you in writing, too, so that way you have it documented.
Oh, okay. Yeah, send it to me. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to come as a receipt. So right now I'm going to get the payment from you. I'm going to process the first month's payment of the $249, and then as I process it, it's going to automatically send you the agreement. So that way you have the agreement there that it's $249 for as long as you're with us.
Oh, okay.
The part of the receipt. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Aaron, how did you want to do that?
I use a bank account.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
American Express.
American Express, okay. And does it say your name and the business name on it, or does it just say Aaron Ma?
It's my name.
Okay. But does it say Aaron's electrical on the card as well?
No.
No? Okay. Is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the Google verification letter?
No. No, it's another one.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
Yeah, so can you send me the website link first?
The website link?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You said you will send to me the website, right?
Oh, no, the agreement?
The information. Yeah.
Yeah, the agreement's automatically generated. So it's month to month, no contract. It's going to be $249. But as a receipt, like once I process your payment, while I have you on the line, it's going to come through. And then you can accept or deny it. If you deny it when you're signing it, then we'll just cancel it and refund you your money. But the way that it's set up, to it automatically generates. I'm not manually able to send it over to you, if that makes sense. It's just the way Google has it
set up.
So it's like a part of your receipt. It comes with like a business invoice and then the full agreement in writing.
Yeah, but it's the, let me see.
Because it's not a contract, it's month to month.
Yeah. I need to pay it later, so, let me see.
Yeah, in order to get the position on the first page, we have to secure that first month. And then the spot goes to Aaron's Electrical.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Kind of like a... sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, can I pay it later?
No, it has to be paid up front in order to secure that spot for your business. The first page placement, it's kind of like a digital billboard. They only display three guys there at a time. We're a partner of Google, so when one of the spots open up, they give us a list of the companies that qualify, and then we call down the list until we fill that position. Once we fill that position, we close out the category. We can't work with any other electricians. So it's like a paid spot. It's like a paid advertisement that you would have. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So today you're only paying for 1 month, from March 24th till April 24th. And then I already have your interview scheduled for tomorrow between 3 and 4. I emailed you the invitation for that as well.
Yeah, but you know, let me tell you why I want to pay later. Because for now, it's a lot of scam, you know. I don't know. I can trust you or not.
I understand. You had a bad experience with Home Advisor by Angie's. But if you look up our company, you know, we've been around for 21 years. Like, we're not a scam. We're right here in Fountain Valley, California. I graduated from Huntington Beach High School. You know, I'm from here in Southern California. We're not far from you. So it's not a scam. We're not some guys in an office in India. You can drive down here. We're a huge business. Yeah.
Okay,
you're in good hands.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you everything in writing right now, too. You'll feel a lot more comfortable after I process this.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you send it to me right now, right?
No, it's going to send once I process the first month's payment of the $249. It'll automatically send to you. But I did send you a text already as well with like my photos at localsplash.com for you to send in your company logo. If you see that number that I'm texting you from, it's the same number that's on our company's website there when you look us up in Fountain Valley. So I'm literally texting you from the business line, and we're on the business line now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're in good hands. I know Home Advisor by Angie's list is bad, but you'll never have to use that again after this.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready for you.
You wanted the bank information, right?
Yeah. So the American Express is a little different than other cards. It usually has 15 digits on the front. If you could read them to me from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, one second. 61004.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
March 29.
March 29, and then there's a four-digit code on the front with American Express.
Can you send me the payment link? I will pay it.
We don't have a digital payment link. It's the first one's over the phone, and then we have an app. So I'm going to send you the receipt right now, and it's also going to send you a username and password. You could download the app, and then you can go into the billing section in your tracking system, and then you'll never have to give your phone or your card over the phone again moving forward with our services. So this is the only time you'll have to do this.
No, because last week somebody called me. No. I paid $500 already, but for nothing.
$500 for nothing?
Yeah, but for last week, it's from another company. It's called like some of my AI goal, something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, again, I just want to reiterate it to you, Aaron. It's not a scam. And again, you're using American Express too. Like, you're in super good hands. Like, if somebody were to try to charge you that $500, I'm pretty sure you can go through your bank and get that money back. Like, American Express is going to refund you no matter what. And then you could also change the card so that way they don't have access to your payment anymore. This isn't your bank account. It's just a debit card, you know? So I think you're a little more nervous about, like, the online payment processing, but it's 2025. I mean, we have so many solutions in order to make sure that you're not getting scammed. We're also running this through a VeriSign secure account. So it's like a merchant processing account. And literally, once I punch in your numbers here, it codes it out. So it's not like anybody's getting your billing information or you're being scammed. I'm literally going to send you the receipt like right now. But you do have to have a security code in order for them to actually process your payment. So that four-digit code on the front, it would be required in order for me to actually run the payment through your bank.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking loser.